Okay, Sebald Behm. I don't suspect many people will recognize that name, but he's the name of an engraver, Nuremberg, around about 1420. And he's bunched together with a group of engravers called the Small Engravers. This isn't because all the engravers were dwarfs, but it's relative to the fact that they engraved in very, very small pieces of woodblocks and consequently, of course, printed out on paper. He, to me, is really fascinating. Some of the fascination has got to do with the fact that indeed the engravings are very small, but he has developed for himself a most curious sort of characteristic characters. They're probably mythological, or if they're not mythological, they're allegorical, and they are very, very sexy. He has managed to make these very energetic, plump people. Maybe that's what attracts me. I always like fat people. And there's a way in which the combination of a certain naivety, an excellent draftsmanship, a plump and very fulsome and fecund sort of anatomy, and the delightful way in which he's manipulated the materials. It's been a thought I've had for some time. I came across him in a production of another idea, which is about Hieronymus Bosch. I have been commissioned to make a film about Hieronymus Bosch. Hieronymus Bosch, of course, is basically Dutch, looking towards Spain and the Burgundian Empire, where these people are very much Eastern European. So, though there are connections for me between the two projects, the project, whatever it'll be about Sebald Behm, will have to be an individual and separate autonomous product. But as I am still in very early prologue ruminating circumstances, I still don't quite know what I'm going to do with them. But I take these little engravings out, there are probably about 30 of them every now and again, and contemplate them and wonder whether I'm going to make a film, whether I'm going to make a collection of photographs, whether I'm going to use them for some sort of animation, or indeed maybe something I haven't even thought of or dreamt about. Since nothing is ever completely autonomous, I do have another project in Basel in Switzerland about the dance of death, and a lot of these little engravings pitch, I suppose, that common subject matter of death and the maiden. So often, remember, we're talking 1415, and obviously a lot of the implications are about vanity and the notion of afterlife and the vanity of living on beyond death. A lot of the engravings are very much pitching skeletons and gruesome figures, necessarily made of thin bones, against these beautifully plump, sexy people, so that you can all the time realize that difference between, shall we say, thin death and fat life. There you go. Maybe that's the title, Thin Death and Fat Life. But I want to go on thinking about it, the processes of thinking about it and dreaming about it, even before you come to some definitive way in which to manufacture the product, is always a very, very entertaining time. Okay, I'm now going to play you a piece of music. This was sent to me by a composer I'm working with very considerably at the moment. His name is Marco Robino.
Around about 1420.
And it was my birthday last week.
And he's
sent together with a group of engravers
called the Small Engravers.
Let me play it.
This isn't because all the engravers were dwarfs, but it's relative to the fact that they engraved in very, very small pieces of woodblocks and consequently, of course, printed out on paper. He, to me, is really fascinating. Some of the fascination has got to do with the fact that indeed the engravings are very small. But he has developed for himself a most curious sort of characteristic characters. They're probably mythological, or if they're not mythological, they're allegorical, and they are very, very sexy. He has managed to make these very energetic, plump people. Maybe that's what attracts me. I always like fat people. And there's a way in which the combination of a certain naivety, an excellent draftsmanship,
the piece of music,
plump, as
very
you can see,
fulsome,
has sort of an anatomy,
a certain, I suppose,
and the late
medieval
way,
feel, but manipulated
demonstrably, could never have been written before.
It's been a thought I've had for some time. I came across him
in a production of,
as
a,
I say,
another
manufactured
movie,
by an
Italian
Bosch.
Who has. I've been commissioned to make a film about
Hieronymus
Bosch
for at least
Hieronymus Bosch, of course, four films
Dutch,
with features towards Spain and the
Burgundian. Of course, I'm deeply touched
that this composer should send me
European,
a little tiny piece of music.
Although there are connections for me between the two projects.
I presume when you choose
the project, whatever it will be,
you have some idea
whether it's appropriate
have
or not,
to be an individual,
I would like it separate.
Of course,
he's
absolutely
scored
because I do like it.
But as I,
but what it fascinates me,
still,
of course,
very early
always
prologue,
musical
dominating,
spinning pictures in your head.
I don't quite know what
is some
I'm
wild
do
dance,
but
some
I
very un-Napoleonian
engraving,
wild dance, and I see
30 of them.
I see
a middle-aged
man.
Probably,
and
let's
wonder
say
whether
his 50s,
film,
with a decaying body,
make a collection
probably
of
hairy,
whether
completely
I'm
stark
to
naked,
some sort of
wild
animation.
Hair,
doing
or
the most extraordinary,
indeed, maybe
demoné
something I
dance,
even
very
excessive,
dreamt about,
producing
since
sweat
nothing
and
is ever
completely autonomous.
I will
backlight this man against
bar,
black,
so we will see all the
about the dance
perspiration
death
flying off
all these little engravings.
Frame it probably
pitch, I suppose,
about
common,
should we say, hip height
subject matter. Of
so in a curious way, his genitalia and
so
also
often,
his
remember,
buttocks when
14,
he turns
15,
around will be in exactly the center
of the
frame.
Are about vanity.
Quite how this fits into the order of things,
of
I have no idea.
Life,
but I look forward to finding
beyond, beyond
the
death.
Right person. Doesn't necessarily have to be a dancer.
Engravings
but somebody
who
would be very vigorous,
and gruesome figures,
very voluptuous,
made of thin bones.
Again,
probably.
Against
the
beautifully
my
plump,
delight
before
plump physiognomy.
He needs to
realize
be a man with some
weight
and some
gravitas.
Should we say
thin?
So this is a project again,
fat
which is hovering in my head.
There
I have
go.
No great
maybe
desire to
title.
Rush into
thin
it.
Death
I want to think
life.
About it,
but I
want
to go on thinking about it. The
that
process
is short,
thinking about
it,
music.
Dreaming about it,
and see
even before you come to some definitive way in which to manufacture the product is always a very, very entertaining time.
Okay,
I'm now going to play you.
Okay,
this is
an idea.
This was sent to me, which I'm simply calling
a Mappa Mundi,
a map of the world.
Very considerate at the moment.
His name is
I, again, honing in, of course, plugging in, and
to a long-standing interest in
cartographers
map making.
Small
engraver.
The most extraordinary,
powerful metaphor.
The engravers
on a decent map.
Provided you can
understand the codes,
it'll demonstrate where you've been,
where you are,
and where you're likely to be.
Of woodblocks.
So our palimpsest to the past, the future,
and the present.
He,
but this is
to me
a little different.
Really fascinating.
About 6 months ago,
I was engaged in a film about
Gropius,
and was shot it.
But
has absolutely
nothing
to do with
suburban
in Zagreb, but in Croatia.
Characteristic.
Curiously, although it is a historical,
they're probably
set
in 1600.
We actually filmed it,
and they are
in
a
railway station
and a
railway train locomotive
make maintenance
energetic,
which must have been
plumbed
about.
That's
fine.
People.
The place
and
was
there's a way in which
part
the
combination
demonstrated naive
continuity of use for
excellent draftsmanship.
The piece of music has very full way
has probably sort of maybe finished business about 10
late medieval feels.
But what was particularly exciting for me, he had a most extraordinary
been a thought I've had for some time.
No, the aerome floor
must I say, manufactured by an Italian who has 3,000 square meters of floor
and music often broken up by rail tracks,
was full of incidents for
Spain.
Detritus,
of course, that
wartime
detritus
composed
exquisitely in European
grass,
though there are connections
between
the two, all sorts of
non-perishable
rubbish ever here to be of some ages.
Of course, whether it's appropriate to be law,
I inevitably would kick this material around, so in a sense it was always shifting.
But
what fascinates me, of course,
my collaborators wanted to clear it all up, spinning pictures for
the question.
It's some wild dance,
some very
unrepresentative
engraving,
wild dance.
And I see,
and
I got the cameraman who was an extraordinary man,
stills,
and one with a cameraman as well as a
with a decaying body, too extensively hairy,
extremely
wild
resolution.
Doing the most extraordinary.
We never managed to get it done.
It was done long to do, but I
very
do have a huge amount
of
producing
since nothing is ever
scale.
Autonomous.
I will
like this
project.
Map
people
like
Lasker's
that
conceive
this huge floor
of desperation.
And I want to be able to piece it together
somewhere entirely.
Frame it, probably.
Absolutely no idea at all where I'm
doing
this.
Or whether indeed
anything will ever happen.
I just
don't know.
One of the big problems
is
to
put all these photographs together.
The right order,
vanity,
quite how this fits into the order of things.
I have no idea
carefully,
but I look forward to finding
numbered every single photograph.
A lot of the incredible
jobs,
and somebody will be very vigorous.
But again, it's an idea,
the luxury,
I suspect,
thin bone,
again,
from my imagination,
the previous projects,
certainly has a present.
Plump physiognomy,
I was always excited about
a different
short story,
about making
maps.
So this is a project that's the same fast hovering in my head.
Great.
When Borges wrote that story, which must have been the late 1940s,
but I want to go on thinking about it.
Process
short thinking about it.
There was no way at all
you could come to some
possibly
imagine
way in which to manufacture the product.
Google Earth
is always a very,
in a funny way,
Borges
time
anticipation of a map to represent full scale the world could be said to have been created by Google Earth. So a project again, probably installation, maybe with film overtones, maybe as part of some other phenomenon about maps and about this concept of the totality of making things to scale in a mappa mundi.
Okay. I'm not going to
see
play
more. Okay, this is
okay,
something completely different.
This is
an idea
that
was
sent to me,
which I've
recently had
map
of activity,
a
map of
the world
considering at the moment.
His name
is again, honing in,
and
probably
has
to a long-standing interest
in
hard
graves,
rat
making,
cultural history.
Frank
Cusey
comes
from
Metal
Caress,
the engravers
of a decent map,
but he's really
for the rest of
the
understand
the curse.
When he was
demonstrate where you've been, where
he
you
became,
are,
we're talking about 1904,
he became disenchanted with the political system
and the
present at that time.
He,
but this is
a
little different,
really
transmetric.
About 6 months ago,
I was engaged in that
would have been
Paris,
and he decided to walk,
along Bucharest
and Zagreb.
And I want to make a film of that.
Characteristically,
curiously, although these
went
started,
they're probably
going to
start
to
in 16.
Well, we actually filmed it,
and they are
in
Austria,
a railway section.
German
way
train
locomotive
went
meets
Switzerland,
energetic,
which was
the front of the
rain.
I
finally ended up
in Paris.
It took him about
3 months.
Now, there's a way
in
an incredible
hurry.
But I want to be able
to
retread that
and
force
them
to work
it
out.
The
piece of music
is
very
full
way.
Do I suppose the sort of walking roads
about 10
but what is interesting
for
me,
but
But what are the stupid ones? But I just want to try and get that sense of scale. It's done long to do.
There are so many huge comparisons made when we're children at school.
Nothing is ever scale.
That, for example, if you have a book of map, 5,000 pages, all those pages are absolutely blank.
Apart from half of the last page, when man appears on the scene.
But how do you represent that?
I don't really want people getting bored
staring at an empty page of the map.
Or actually sitting in the dark, watching a dark film for maybe 20 hours,
So it's a problem.
I don't know how to solve it,
and it might not indeed end up numbered
as a film, or as a film, a combination of somebody who said very
ingenious. But again, it's
so a film about the enthusiasm.
I want to be able to look at this as an overview, so that often curiously
stand back,
people look left and right, and see again,
maybe occasionally being a lift on the bar.
And he certainly takes his time to
wait for it to go.
Going all the way from
when Borges wrote that story with Green, the late 1940s,
to the Oregon Center of Cultural Activity, thinking about it with some notion
there was on the Eiffel Tower as a sort of possibly
headlights or aiming for a point,
all the way across New York to Paris,
and driven there and persuaded there
by the muse he was, in fact, in reality, still to mean created by
again, I suspect. It will be a film, so maybe a project, no, 40 minutes.
We can make it. I need to find the money.
Maybe with
so probably it'll end up on television.
Maybe as part of some other phenomenon
by the idea
that this journey from Bucharest to Paris and this woman created the Frank Hughes scale that we know
in a Mappa Mundi.
Deep, my daughter,
There are various places.
Of course, that's very important.
The dates probably time. But I would have nonetheless, there is a very short time when you look at the attempts which demonstrate that I've come across the first text. What happens is that one of the lines describes probably about 3 pages.
But what fascinates me, of course, Michael Elmer, living somewhere outside the present day, remember we are talking about his
and then I say,
who prepares his lunch.
Traditionally now, we've got a
cameraman who was in his planet,
but before that,
But I just want to try and get the sense of the simple sentence, but I just want to try and get the sense of the empty page, or actually sitting in the dark, watching a garden for at least maybe 20 hours.
Again, I don't know how I'm going to use this.
So it's a problem.
I don't know how to solve it. It might look forward.
Maybe I'll go the whole hog in a
Again, I suspect it will be a film, maybe a project, or 40 minutes, we can make it, I need to find the money, maybe as part of some other phenomenon by the idea that this journey from Bucharest to Paris, and this woman created the Brancusi scale that we know in a mappa mundi.
Nonetheless, there is a very short time when you look
When he was finally just see more to when he came out of war,
who prepares his love?
He is an enormous carnal love.
So in a sense, maybe some attitudes towards this film will change. And will it be, I suppose, about the real centre of cinematic activity, which is suspension of disbelief? So I have to get Oskar Kokoschka to be involved in the suspension of disbelief, but also, of course, that has to appeal likewise to my audience.
And I was fascinated by the idea of a life on a chair, which is related, I suppose, very much to the development of the Roman Catholic type of anatomy. Mankind has become a sedentary animal, and I'm sure he has the biggest butter of his natural history. We spend so much time sitting down with Alma Mater. But I bet most of us probably spend at least half the day sitting down and how that will change our anatomy. And I want to have an exhibition about the chairless of chairs. I have quite a large collection of chairs. I have I do know that Bob Wilson is a series of great chair collectors. And I have a lot of affair between Oskar Kokoschka and in Zurich, so I'm sure there's no deal of chairs, and I'll be able to work in it. Again, it's an idea. Absolutely no way of knowing how this will develop. I do have pictures in my head of very, very large boards, tied in absolute white, with wooden parts of the with the chairs arranged alphabetically. But how I can say that A is for that chair, and B is for that chair, is a very shy, no idea.
So what I'm thinking of then is a very big exhibition of a chair. What the other one related on a chair. He suggests, describes, when he was finally demobbed, when he came out of the war,
who prepares his lunch?
His enormous carnival of
planning,
but before that,
But it occurred to me the other day that why should I want to do that back? Would it not be a lot of sort and right and a humor out and act
way play the part a lot of
because in Oscar Kokoschka's head there really was no difference
small for real
and I want to be able to perpetuate that.
I now have considerable of a really courageous
headlights
who will let it all hang out to extreme colours. But we have to make an absolute replica of her. And this for me, though it's not a brand new idea,
certainly been speaking and thinking about it for some time,
has now taken a new twist.
Really, it's essentially a film on one hand, basically a virtuous
by a very brilliant young German actor I have in mind.
This woman,
but now he's going to have to occupy the field with a real woman who's going to manifest the doll.
So in a sense, maybe some attitudes towards this film will change. And will it be, I suppose, about the real centre of cinematic activity, which is suspension of disbelief? So I have to get Oskar Kokoschka to be involved in the suspension of disbelief, but also, of course, that has to appeal likewise to my audience.
I am I'm here in Philadelphia and I've just witnessed
medical thinking 3 weeks ago I went to the museum of
all of the extraordinary anatomical exhibits of various descriptions.
We came across some paintings by
the pathology of the human body related to
disaster
the body of one sort or another.
This was the situation. One of the most important
certainly
in a chair or and I was fascinated by the idea of a lifeguard chair.
And I'm constantly aware of the degradation and the corruption of
mankind. What comes after the body?
And I'm sure
in my mind,
we're making comparisons to the notion of
man. So much time as
but what I could call the whole.
So every
time there was some disturbing half image represented
how that would change our anatomy.
And I want to have an almost contradictory consideration
of the whole body.
I have quite a large collection.
The well body, the successful body, wholesome body.
I do know that Bob needed to be chair.
Maybe on the ground,
and I have a lot of sympathy
in order to make a conversation.
In Zero Fortune, we were published here, to be able, in a sense, not to be a
spectator. Again, it's an idea.
Absolutely.
There's no way of knowing the
absolute
many years ago, in Rotterdam,
a very large exhibition,
which
made a large connection,
a very large connection.
But how I can say that A is a left chair,
relative to the sheer physicality,
you know,
Maybe I could only have held this as an exhibition of highly permissive. Because in order to show what Picasso, what Rubens, what Sorrento, what bicycle manufacturers, what hairdressers, what painters, decorators, what ladder makers have done in association with design and painting to try and make it sufficient and useful. But in order to do this, we actually exhibited the human bodies. We had a rotor who exhibited themselves in three particular positions. The exhibition went on very, very successful. No doubt drawn perhaps by the somewhat sensational aspect and justifying really naked people in glass cases alongside very conservative masks. Now, I thought that a bit significant, I suppose, this may be a little bit of an extremely well-made Renaissance of 15th century. The exhibition in 1996, so from, let's say, 1500 to 1996. The situation of the whole physical body then, under those circumstances, against its representations by a whole series of different imaginations. What I want to do now, though, in some ways, is to recapitulate some of those ideas, but to posit the so-called whole contemporary line, wholesome body, against the depredations of all those unhappy forms of development, unhappy accidents, all those physical tragedies that affect the twist. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do this here in Philadelphia, which I understand Royal Towns is quite a puritanical town, very brilliant. And I think what we should need to do is make a proposition and move into it slowly. Because obviously this is a provocation of a sort. First of all, I've got to convince the museum authorities to allow me to exhibit naked people. I rather suspect I won't have any difficulty finding people. Though again, I want to avoid extreme forms of sensationalism and narcissism. But what I also want to be able to do is maybe exhibit it again in the same sort of circumstances. Those bodies, in fact, which are still very much alive, but in some way been damaged by their life history. So that we would need to exhibit, for example, people who came through the thalidomide experience. And then maybe to take it one step further into areas, I suppose, of taboo, is to exhibit the naked bodies of those Americans who were destroyed or disturbed or damaged or corroded in some way in the huge amount of activity that America has been performing recently in the Middle East. There maybe take it a stage further even more by making a comment about the gun lobby in this country, of showing the devastation created by the fact that violent weapons are easily available to the American public. Then I suspect, and now I really am creeping into the areas of where I am absolutely certain I will not be allowed to go, but certainly can dream about, is to make a manufacture of the exhibition of the very, very recently dead. Again, this is not so much a brand new original thought. There again, what thoughts can be. And I'm here in Philadelphia, and I've just witnessed, I think Renoir father suggested most artists probably have two ideas in their whole life, spend their time recapitulating those two ideas. Since most people don't have any ideas at all, two ideas is more than enough for a lifetime. But one of the big projects that I've been thinking about in the last 10 years is a huge historical textual fiction called simply The Historian. Not only am I fascinated by history, but I am fascinated by those people who make history, who record history, who write history. I suppose the last fourth of them be very much of the idea that there is no such thing as history, there's only historians. And all history is...
I'm sure it'll be suggested by masses of different forms of vested interest. So much time.
The Historians has broken up into 100 books and has a very simple system.
So every time
one is about birth, book number three is about names,
book number four is about children's toys, book number five is about children's lands, language, whole body.
And if you go to the other end,
well, it suggests over 100 years, book 96 is about death. Book 97 is about funerals, book 98 is about the memory, book 99 is about reputation, and 0-100 we work with about ghosts.
It gives me an extraordinary wide canvas to be able to
again, it's an idea.
In general historical terms.
Huge amounts of information that can be.
Many years ago, well, one of the items is about unwritten history. There's a curiosity that a lot of really obvious things that we need to know, we never know, because at the time of their occurrence, nobody thought they were worth recording. So one of my chapters,
maybe I could only hundreds.
One of the books of this 100 series, I think it's about 72, is about notions of the body. What are the ideas about the body which did exist once upon a time, maybe no longer exist, or maybe it turned and twisted to other forms,
which in some curious way have never been recorded,
to try
on the grounds that they were so obvious there was no point in recording.
But in order to do this,
exhibited the notions of
hindsight.
Great, 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 many
exhibited the art. So quite recently I thought that I'd concentrate one of these books simply called With the Body. Like, for example, what did people wipe their noses on in 16?
Very, very successful.
How did the Romans wipe their asses?
No doubt.
How did people cut hair if they didn't have scissors? What was the significance of the color red for women in 1512? What happened if you found a person with six toes? Was it ever possible that a woman who received a cesarean operation could ever live? There are so many of these questions which I think all of us have an innate, deep curiosity, but which we can always find no evidence whatsoever of ever satisfying curiosity.
Of the whole physical
this will be a fiction, of course, but it's a constant quote against its representations.
It will be, I suppose, an embrace of all.
What I want to do now, though, is in some ways is to recapitulate some of those ideas.
Horace.
Posit the so-called whole contemporary line, wholesome Tacitus and Caesar, all the way up to Gibbon and Carlyle. And this unhappy
very
forms
recent,
of development,
English historians,
German historians, one or two Italian historians,
physical
well.
Tragedy.
And often I will litter all this.
I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do this here
with all sorts of apocrypha, so that hopefully the reader will constantly not be able to tell what is
make a proposition and move into it slowly.
But now, so this probably then would be, let's say, book 72.
I've got to convince the museum
in a historical series of 100
allow me to exhibit.
Five of them have been written already. Three
are
already published.
And I'm about to publish this summer item number four,
which is a book called Extreme Forms of Sensationalism.
It's a description of 1,000 toys.
But what I also want to be able to do is maybe
background
exhibited again.
There's a curious way the child in us makes toys of everything.
In some way been damaged by their life history, so that we would need to exhibit, for example, people who came through the thalidomide experience. And then maybe to take it one step further into areas, I suppose, of taboo, is to exhibit the naked bodies of those Americans who were destroyed or disturbed or damaged or corroded in some way in the huge amount of activity that America has been performing recently in the Middle East. Then maybe take it a stage further even more by making a comment about the gun lobby in this country, of showing the devastation created by the fact that violent weapons are easily available to the American public. Then I suspect, and now I really am creeping into the areas where I am absolutely certain I will not be allowed to go, but certainly can dream about, is to make a manufacture of the exhibition of the very, very recently dead.